The following program is sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Kingdom Connection. And I really want to wish all of the mothers watching a very happy Mother's Day, especially my own mother. She's 88 years old. Every day that I'm in town, I try to have breakfast with her and we hang out in the mornings and maybe eat a little biscuit or something and have cups of coffee and reminisce and talk and pray together. And she is such a blessing. She's been a mega blessing to our whole ministry. And she is very special to me, as I know your mother and I know my wife's mother, Pat, may be watching today. So we love you and we honor you. I believe today's message is exactly what you need to hear, because motherhood is not an easy thing. A mother's influence on her children is the most powerful tool that she can have. I want us to go into this service that was recorded live right here at Free Chapel in Gainesville, Georgia. Mothers, this message is just for you. I believe everybody will be blessed by what you hear, but I want you to really lean in, and we want to wish you again a happy Mother's Day. I want to go for just a few moments to the book of Judges, the Old Testament book of Judges, chapter 5. And I want to speak to you today. I know I'm going to direct this message to the mothers of the house and the women that are here, but I do think that it will speak to every man and every young person. And I want you to open your heart and let the word of God take effect. Judges chapter 5. I'll begin reading with verse 6. In the days of Shamgar, son of Anath, in the days of Jael. Notice this, the highways were deserted. I'll explain that in a moment. The travelers walked along by the byways. They took back paths and cuts through the woods because the roads were not safe. Village life ceased. The home, the family, it ceased in Israel until I, Deborah, arose. Arose a mother in Israel. These two verses from the song that Deborah wrote are pretty amazing. And she was an incredible, incredible woman. She was the fourth judge in the lineage of judges. There are seven in the book of Judges. And God raised up a judge when the nation would get off course. And many of them are famous judges, like Samson was a judge, and Eod was a judge, and Shamgar, great Old Testament story of Shamgar, who I don't have time to tell you about it, but it's a beautiful story. But out of all of that, God chose this woman, Deborah, to be a judge. A judge was someone whose demeanor and nature and wisdom and the way they handled themselves had such respect in the community that when the community and people got off and had hard questions and situations to deal with, they would judge that situation. And God raised up this woman named Deborah as a judge, a major leader in a male-dominated society. She was not the norm. She was a judge, not just there, but she decided. She was the deciding factor in situations concerning the culture and the nation of Israel. But what I want you to notice is the Bible said that she was raised up when a man by the name of King Jabin, who was an evil, evil Canaanite leader, for 20 years oppressed, attacked, and enslaved the nation of Israel. He was cruel, he was mean, he was wicked. He tried to destroy everything that Israel believed in their God, tried to make them worship multiple idol gods. And the Bible said the way he did that is he occupied the highways and the roads, so that if you traveled, it was not a safe journey. And it was in that kind of culture that Deborah said, I arose. I took a stand as a mother in Israel, not as a warrior, and she was.
She fought. She literally fought and pulled out her sword. But she didn't say, I took a stand when I saw the road that they were wanting to take my family down was dangerous and detrimental. She said, I did not arise as a warrior. I did not arise as a judge. I did not arise as a prophetess, although she was all of those. She said, the thing that I recognized and I knew that could turn the nation around is I arose as a mother. The spirit of motherhood came on me. And as a mother, she said, I decided enough is enough. You're not going to send my babies down that road. That road won't lead to life. That road won't lead to freedom. That road will not lead to victory. That road will not lead to God. And it was a mother who said, if the men can't change the nation and the direction that our children and our children's children are going, it's time for the mothers to stand up with a spirit of motherhood and say, these roads are dangerous. They're wanting to take our families down. But as a mother, she stood up. There's an amazing verse. I preached a whole sermon on this one time. 1 Samuel 27 in verse 10. When Achish, the king, said to David, where have you made a road today? Where have you built a highway? Where is the road that you're building taking us to? That's a good question. Every day of your life, you're building a road to heaven or to hell. You're building a road in your thinking to God or away from God. You're building a road for your family that is going to take them into toward God and goodness and the truth of this book, or you're building a road going in the opposite direction. In Deborah's time, the roads were dangerous. And she saw that the roads were detrimental to the welfare of her children and her children's children. And she said to herself, my children are not going to go down those wrong roads. What they are sending and what the direction they're sending our families in is not right. And she said, we're going to fix these roads. That's what I like. I don't like just talking about the negative. She said, if there's no men in Israel that'll get the job done, you get a mama bear on the job. You get a mama who's upset about the way and the direction they're sending her babies. And I guarantee you she'll get something done. The children, she said, I'm going to fix these roads. We're going to build roads that we know will make it. This new stuff will not keep a family together. This new stuff will not take them to heaven. This new stuff of whether you can't believe if you're a man or a woman biologically by looking in the mirror, that road will not lead to happiness, peace, and a good family. We've got to have a spirit of motherhood. A motherhood. Proverbs 31 gives the description of the quintessential mother, and it begins to describe her, and it says that the perfect and beautiful and elite mother that he describes in his writing says, her price is far above rubies. She's not for sale. Her husband trusts her, and she has no need of spoils. One translation said, she's on top of everything. This is the kind of spirit of motherhood that has to come on a whole generation of mothers. She's on top of it. If something's going on with her children, if something's going on in her school, if something's going on in her world, in her babies, she's on top of it. She does good and not evil. She seeks wool and flax, and she works willingly with her hands. She's a worker. She's a doer. She gets busy. She makes things happen. She makes things happen for her family. She's a worker. She makes sure that that house is right, that that family is right, that those kids look right. They don't run out with a booger on their nose, on their face, and hair all messed up going to school in dirty clothes. She is a worker. She looks after those babies. She brings food into her household from afar. She wants to know, what are they eating? She's into their diet. She's into, are they eating healthy? She's into what's being put into their bodies. This is the spirit of motherhood that cares about the, not just eat this sugar and drink here, take that and just get away and eat. Here's another McDonald's and another and another and another. I'm not preaching mean at you. I'm just saying the spirit of motherhood needs to come on a whole generation. And we build our children up. We build our children up in every area. The Bible said she brings food into her house from afar. She rises up while the sun is not yet up to take care of her household. Isn't that amazing? She's up early. She's making it happen. She's getting the kids' clothes ready. She's doing, what's he doing? He's supposed to be going to work too. And if he's laying in there, do like Sharice does and do the pans and pots real loud. She, listen to this amazing mother. She considers a field and buys it. Don't you limit her just to housework. She's a brilliant entrepreneur. She has so much more in her. She finds a field and buys it and turns it and flips it for a profit. She's smart in business. She plants a vineyard. You'd think you got all those children, all the work going on, the house and all that, but she's multitasking. She's buying a field. She's planting a vineyard. She's running the whole show. She plants a vineyard. She girds her arms with strength. I wrote down, she goes to the gym and she's got awesome arms. And that's why she wears those cutoff dresses that show that part. She's amazing. She's got great arms. She lights a candle and it doesn't go out at night. In other words, after she gets the babies to sleep, she's up taking care of this, doing that, taking care of this. This is the spirit of a mother. She makes clothes for her family. She stretches out her hand to the poor and the needy. She models to her children. She gives. She's a giver. She cares. She speaks and trains them. How do you look at the poor? How do you help the unfortunate? What do you do? She models that. That's a spirit of motherhood. Just teaching a family, the very spirit of the home is one to care and to love hurting, especially hurting people. It says that she prepares her family for cold winter. She sews and clothes them with scarlet, with tapestry, that her covering is silk and purple. In other words, all of this coming from a spirit of motherhood. Her children are dressed sharp and they look sharp and they're taken well and bathed well and kept clean. This is the spirit of a mother. Her husband is known at the gate. She makes him look good. Just the fact that he's married to her, people listen to that dummy just because he's married to her. She makes fine linen and sells it to merchants. She's figuring out, I'm going to make some money over here too. And I'm buying a field and I'm planting a vineyard. And bless God, I'll sell this and make some money too. Strength and honor is in her clothing. She opens her mouth with wisdom. Listen to this. And in her tongue is the law of kindness. When she speaks there, she may get stern and she may get strong, but there's always this tone of kindness and there's always this tone of mother cares. She looks well to her household. She's all over it. She knows everything. She can hear things three rooms away. She can hear something ain't right, and she's got eyes in back of her head. She looks well to her household. That is her priority. That is her number one thing, is she looks well. She's all into it. She looks well to her household. She doesn't eat the bread of idleness. She's not lazy. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Mom, you're blessed. Her husband praises her, the text says, and many daughters have done well, but you, mother, excel them all. Deborah was like the Proverbs 31 woman. She stands out, and the world was in bad condition when she came on the scene, and when she got through with it, it was in a better place. She contributed her success to the fact that I arose as a mother. The thing the world and the nation needed was mothers. Mothers that say, you're not going to do this to my children. We're not going to live like this anymore. The Bible has many powerful mothers. Leah, a mother who was not in a perfect marriage, who was in a marriage and her husband didn't even love her. The Bible tells us this. He didn't even love her, but she gave birth to Reuben and gave birth to Simeon and gave birth to Levi, from which the law came. Moses came out of that tribe. She gave birth to the tribe of Judah. Out of an ugly marriage, this mother, because she was a great mother, gave birth to the tribe of Judah through which the Messiah would come. Even Bathsheba, we give her a bad name, but she didn't choose to be with David. David walked down on his balcony, king of Israel, and he saw her bathing. He shouldn't have been peeping. He shouldn't have been creeping. He shouldn't have been on Facebook. And then the Bible said he started reaching out to her and inquiring of her, why? You're a married man. But this woman named Bathsheba that has a bad name, do you understand that Proverbs 31 is almost certainly written about her by her son Solomon? She gave birth to Solomon, the wisdom of that man, the power of that man, the wealth of that man. Her fingerprints were all over his success. He built the temple and the glory filled the temple, but her fingerprints were all over his life. What about Mary, the mother of Jesus? What must it have been like to raise the Son of God? I could go on and on, but what role did that mother play in his life? I'm going to ask her when I get to heaven one day, what was it like raising him? Did you ever whip him? What was it like? Did you ever come in and see him reading the scrolls and tears streaming down his face? When I think about how these mothers, the roads that they cut and cleared, where have you made a road today? Where are you making a road today? Your prayers make a road. Your example makes a road. Your church attendance makes a road. It's part of the culture of your family when you do this on a regular basis. You're making a road either closer to God or further from God. You're either making a road to be more like Him and to be pleasing to Him, or you're sending in and cutting a road that goes the way of the flesh. How much safer is the world because their babies had a road to go down that the mother prepared? How many lives did those mothers restore? Think of the Ten Commandments. How much better is the world because those mothers made a road? Here we are today, and we are the recipients of their actions. Even Jesus, when he was hanging on the cross, looked down at his mother, and he made mention of her and said, take care of her, because she took care of me. One mother can affect history. And I want to say something to parents. God gives an A for effort. Sometimes you feel like you failed. Sometimes you feel like you don't cut it. Sometimes you feel like you've just messed up as a parent, and you probably have. But God gives an A for effort in parenting. If you just keep trying your best to turn back to this book and what it says and cut that road and cut that road and lay that road and lay that road, God gives an A for effort. Spirit of motherhood. I'm trying to stir it up in this place. Don't let the TV raise your children. Don't let the daycare raise your children. Don't let the school system raise your children. Don't let anybody raise your children. You put your hands on them and you be the one that has great influence in their life. One of these days, you're going to exhale for the last time. The first time you inhaled when you were born. But there is a breath that you're going to exhale and you will not take it back in this world and in this life. And in that moment, I want to know that Jesus is there. And I know He will be. And I'm going to tell you why I know it. Because my mother, sitting right down here, made a road that leads all the way to Streets of Gold. And the question I'm trying to get you to understand is, it's not going, your family's not going to get there by accident. The road that this world is taking them on is dangerous. It's void of God. And if you just say, well, I'm going to let them make up their own mind, then they'll probably end up lost and undone. But when you as a father, you as a mother, begin to make that road to the house of God and back to the Bible and back to Jesus, it's not just about you, but it's a road for your babies and your babies' babies. And one day when we all get to heaven, it's going to be worth it.
You may be watching and you may feel as if you're all alone. You may have not had a godly mother. And maybe today is a day of a pain in your life. And I'm here to tell you that God has not forgotten about you. He loves you. He sent His Son Jesus just for you. And today I want to invite you to receive Him. Pray this prayer. Say, Jesus, I give You my life. You said that You took it all to the cross. And today I receive You as my Savior and Lord of my life and my family. I praise You for it. I thank You for it. In Jesus' mighty name. When I think about mothers, I can't help but think about our Rachel's Army. You can be a part of that army today. Mothers, why don't you join Rachel's Army this Mother's Day? I believe you'll enjoy knowing that you're connecting with tens of thousands of other women who are praying for their families and for our families and your family. For several years now, the ministry has been partnering with the Jewish National Fund to build life-saving projects all throughout the nation of Israel, but especially in the Eshkol region of southern Israel, right where the terrorist attacks took place. But now we turn our focus to North Israel, where we are currently constructing the Northern Israel Emergency Center. This project is so prophetic in my mind. We didn't even know when we got involved in this all the war that was going to break out, but we felt the nudge of the Holy Spirit. Thank You, and please continue to pray for the nation of Israel. Lord, we today speak the blessing now over families on this Mother's Day. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine on you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, lift up His countenance upon you, and give you peace. Lord, bless your family.
For the past 5 years, Jensen Franklin Media Ministries, together with our friends and partners around the globe, have partnered with the Jewish National Fund to help fund major life-saving projects in Israel. These amazing projects have already saved so many lives during the attacks on October 7th from Hamas on Israel's southern border. Now, in the north, over 300 Iranian drones and ballistic missiles were launched at Israel. The area that was most targeted is just 30 minutes north of the Sea of Galilee, right on the border with Lebanon and Syria. This area has no medical facilities in case of an emergency. Right now, Jewish people living in the area must travel an hour or use Life Flight to receive medical attention. That's why Jensen Franklin Media Ministries is stepping up in another major effort in Israel and providing the Northern Israel Emergency Center. There is no longer a threat of war, but a dark reality that war is here. You can help save lives through the Northern Israel Emergency Center. We need your help to build this hospital and provide emergency medical care to communities where it is needed the most. There is a blessing promised to those who bless Israel found in Genesis 12:3. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. We believe God has strategically positioned us to play a role in protecting and blessing the nation of Israel. Be a part of the blessing. Call now or go online today.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to stay in the chair, okay, buddy? Can you stay in the chair?
How do you know that your mom loves you?
Because she says it in her has love in her heart.
Call me nicknames at a football game. I scream my name out loud and growl.
What is your favorite meal
that your mom makes?
Steak.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Can I say she doesn't have a best meal?
One thing my mom does that makes me laugh, probably just her laugh. When she laughs, it's like contagious. So it makes me laugh.
When I look back on everything, what I remember most is that my mom was always there and by my side and supporting me no matter what.
She was a single mom growing up, so it was always just her, and she did everything she could to, like, be there for me and my brother.
I met my biological mom. Her friends actually drove her to the abortion clinic multiple times, and praise God she could never go through with it. So she picked up the phone and she called my mom. She said yes to taking me in and raising me, her and my dad. So thankful for their yes.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Feliz Día de las Madres, Mom. Te amo.
Happy Mother's Day. I love you. Of course you know that, but I'm going to tell you again. I love you.
Perfect.
Perfect?
That
All right, cool.
So good.
I want 10,000 mothers and women who will take intercessory prayer for a generation seriously.
We are Rachel's Army. We are women that who are going to say we're setting everything else aside. You call that child back into ministry. You call that child back home. You call that child out of addiction. Call that child.
They shall return from the land of the enemy. It's time to pray.
This program has been sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries. We hope you've enjoyed this teaching by Jensen Franklin, and thank you for your continued support of this ministry. Your prayers and financial support make these programs possible. For more information about this message and other ministry resources, visit us online at jensenfranklin.tv.